Send a movie idea.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory. Come on in. Come on in. Come into the Dream Factory. It's lovely and warm, and it's not like an actual factory where people are working at low wages in horrible conditions. Although not all factories. Like I saw, what's his name? Greg Wallace?
Yeah.
He did a tour of a factory where they made like drumsticks and stuff. Not chicken drumsticks, the sweet. And everyone seemed to be having a great time. It's the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast factory. That wouldn't be a nasty place to work.
No.
We pay fair. We pay the living wage.
We pay double.
We pay double the living wage, which is why we employ no one. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many film ideas as we like, but only one of those ideas. Imagine that. Imagine how harsh the filters are here at the Dream Factory. Only one of those ideas can be taken to the next stage, where once all mobile communication platforms are wiped out, it will be passed down from generation to generation on a slip of parchment until it is the only remaining evidence of what life was like in 2018. I'm Joel, a man who puts the bant in bantamweight, and across from me is John Harris, a man who, despite everything in his nature telling him otherwise, stayed up past 2 a.m. last night, and he wasn't playing video games or reading manga.
Yeah, those
do you love manga? What's your favourite manga?
Just the main one. Yeah,
One Punch Man.
That is
one.
Yeah, I know.
Which is really funny because it sounds like you could make it up.
Yeah,
you can say anything.
Two Punch Man.
You kickhead. Yeah, I'm a kickhead. And what? There's 1,000 books about me. John?
Yeah, mate.
Look, I've got a train to catch.
Yeah.
You've got a nap to have.
Yeah.
Should we give the listeners 25 or so minutes of hot content?
Yeah.
Give me a film idea.
What about this one from B? 13 Going on Dirty. I've just read it and I'm already disgusted and I want to go back in time.
Look, according to Scouting for Girls, 30 is the age that a girl gets really dirty.
Ah, 30 Going on Dirty. Let's make it that. What if it's about a teenager who wants to do a rough mudder?
Tough mudder.
A tough mudder.
Yeah. You can tell John loves exercise.
Guff mudder.
Okay, so she's 30, which is the age a girl gets truly dirty.
Yeah, so Scouting for Girls famously said it's probably one of their...
They know what happens at all the ages.
Love.
They haven't revealed it yet, but they know all the decades. Extensive studies. Although maybe not, because they say, ain't that the age a girl gets really dirty? So they're not sure.
They have an idea of
what
happens.
Some 30-year-old girls to let them know.
I look forward to
finding... She's dirty, turned 30. Ain't that the age a girl gets... No, she's flirty, turned 30. Ain't that the age a girl gets really dirty? Aren't they a great band?
One of the finest. So what else? What other decades do you think... And what allegations do you think Scouting for Girls are making about those decades?
Naughty 40. Thrifty 50. You're going to retire soon. Brixty 60.
Yep, building a house.
Building your house. 70, 70. You're dead. That's a sad thing. 80, latey. You were late to die. 90, winety. Look, you've lived to 90. Drink wine all the time.
Have a drink. Treat
100.
Yourself.
Wow. That's great. They never made a song that high because they didn't believe it could be done. 20. They weren't singing about fucking turtles.
20,
or parrots.
20 plenty. You should probably stop eating so much.
Yeah, come on. Your metabolism's slowing down now. You're in your 20s. Before... When you were 10, You could eat a hen. But now you can't. Nought. You've just been brought into the world. And that's Scout for Girls. That's their entire oeuvre.
How many albums do you think they released? Three?
Mm.
And they've only so far done the 30 dirty rhyme.
Yeah, we've got a long time. Imagine going to their gigs in like 20 years.
We need at least 30 albums before they've covered all decades.
I think the people want... Anyway, I think that answers B's question. Not a question, is it?
Because once Scouting for Girls come up with these decade allegations, they need at least two albums just to cool off.
Yeah, because that's their time when they're doing the studies. They just release music to fund their studies. And also the problem is it's the same woman. So they have to wait 10 years.
They're screwed for 20. Or not.
Yeah, they missed that. They missed the boat. It's anecdotal.
Oh, that's good.
How about one from me?
Yeah.
Chris just sent in this headline that's on BBC News.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
6 months of jams after Brexit. Now, initially...
Yeah, I know.
I thought it was another one of my themes.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where there's no insert food stuff here.
Yeah.
Jam. So imagine you got told there was 6 months left of jam. How'd you feel about that? They're going to turn off the pumps at the Hartley's
factory.
No
way.
In 6 months.
I would...
Would you stockpile?
I don't think I would. I'd be broadly disinterested in
that. I'd buy a peanut farm.
I think I'd like to make sure that I had one final Victoria sponge before they
on the last day out. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's still delicious without jam.
Mm.
But is it? No, that was a horrible thing to say and I take that back.
You've really upset the Victoria sponge community.
I've upset Queen Victoria.
Yeah. And because the thing is, I think you're right. Like, it's still a delicious cake and I'd probably rather have a different dessert.
I am right.
However, in its absence, I think I'd miss it. Just knowing that I couldn't have it. Like an old fashioned birthday cake.
Yeah. It would be sad. I never really have jam, but I do know it's there.
Yeah, exactly. Or
everyone's got jam in their cupboard. Go and look in your cupboard right now.
Yeah.
Even if you've just moved into a new house, there's some jam and it's half full.
Yeah. Mine's in the fridge.
It's inexplicable. Favourite berry or currant in a jam?
It's got to be one of the reds. It's, you know, we're talking strawberry, raspberry.
I like black currant. And do you know what I like?
Go on.
I don't have it often, but when you have strawberry jam that's got big strawberries in it.
Big strawberries in it?
Yeah. Mm? It's got strawberry lumps in it. Big bit of strawberry.
They need to
Is that jelly?
They need to have like bits of. They need to have seed or some sort of consistent.
What about whole strawberries?
I don't like the ones where it's like jelly, like what Americans would describe as jelly.
Yeah, no. Mate, they can f off.
Yeah,
as far as I'm concerned, I'm prepared to use language that strong.
My French grandmother every single year used to make an ungodly portion of prune jam every single year,
and everyone would just be queuing up for the toilet.
Is that
prunes, mate? Oh, yeah. I'll say.
Well, I didn't. I never thought about
confirm.
That.
We're actually quite close to Jeremy Corbyn right now.
I thought you were going to say John's toilet, and he requested that.
Aren't we? We're quite close to Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah,
where
we're in
recording.
His constituency.
He could be making jam right now.
He could be.
Anyway, here's the all of what I just said is relevant. It's about traffic jams, and it's actually that. We're going to have... Well, none of this makes any sense to me, but how do they know there's going to be 6 months of traffic jams? Is that the
one
same
traffic
jam?
Yeah. Is there one guy at the back of that traffic jam for 6 months?
Go. If there was like... You know when you get on a roller coaster, it's like 90 minutes from here.
Yeah,
you 6 months from here, you're probably...
You
probably
put on
not.
Google Maps, it's like traffic alerts. 6 months.
What's the longest Google Maps you can do?
Yeah, I think I could do from here to Australia right now. Right now.
Yeah. Well, I doubt about that.
Do you want me to have a go?
The guys at Google have probably finished for the day, mate. It's 6 o'clock. I only ever search 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Because I'm always looking for that Dolly Parton track.
When Joel Googles, he puts, hello.
Right, anyway, 6 months of jams. So this is about a community that form in the traffic jam.
Okay.
And they don't know anything about the outside world, apart from what they can get on a local radio station that's the only one available on that FM.
Okay.
So they form like a cult and a religion around maybe like the breakfast presenter on that station.
Oh,
he's like
lovely.
He's like your classic. Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa! Welcome to Wacky Tuesdays. Coming up, we've got a guy from the local Halfords.
Is this Dover? So is that Kent? So is that KMFM?
KMFM.
Dreams.
Maybe I'm bitter that they never email me back about having a show on KMFM. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not.
Right. So yeah, they become a community. 6 months of traffic jams. They fall in love. There are kids born in the traffic jam.
Yep.
There's a pregnant lady at the start.
Yeah.
And do you know what? When the traffic eases up at the end, They just stay there.
The traffic eases up, but the first thing they want is a lovely bit of jam. Sad to say, guys. It's
with
all gone.
Entire strawberries in it.
They've survived on glove box sweets for 6 months. You know those ones in the metal dish?
Yeah.
They're a classic, aren't they?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I thought they were so expensive.
I
thought they cost £100 from Harrods.
Why are there specific sweets for travelling? What's that all about? But like on planes as well, there's that idea, you know, semi-abusive if you think I'm wrong, but the idea that if you're eating like a hard-boiled sweet, your ears aren't going to explode.
It's because you're sucking and that motion pulls your ears around.
I just suck my thumb.
What about when you're on a plane? I did suck my thumb as a child until probably too late. Right.
What about this one from Lizzie? Mary, Queen of Slots. It's nice.
Mary tearing it up in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or
yeah,
Clacton-on-Sea. I've been to one of them.
She starts up. So she starts up in Scotland.
She plays. Oh, what? Is there some sort of slot circuit?
Yeah. So she does the
stakes have to get higher and higher.
The Glasgow. That's my Scottish accent.
Oh, it's good.
Thank you. What's the angle? In my head, I'm like thinking of like Pinball Wizard style angle where there's some sort of way that there's something that should get in the way of her being able to be this incredible.
Well, someone in Vegas gets wind of this amazing slot player.
This amazing young Scottish lady.
And they call them over to compete in slots. Is there any skill to slots?
Well, I know there's that theory that like, oh, this slot machine's hot. And so like if someone gets off one that they've been on for a while, you like jump on to follow it up. And that's the, I know that this is obviously, now we're going different. Actually, this is going to bring you into a lovely little anecdote you told me the other day. The claws in arcades, apparently they are...
Nope, they're entirely about skill.
So there's like a rotation apparently. So every ninth go, they grasp. No. That's what apparently...
It's pure skill. And if you're good at them... You're a very skilled guy.
I watched a TV show about it.
Yeah? Well, I lived it, mate. Yeah, I am Mary, Queen of Slots. I went to Japan a couple of years ago. And I hit... They love arcades over there. You can't move for arcades. And I hit a hot streak on those machines like you would not believe.
Yeah.
To the point that my girlfriend's room now is just populated by giant cuddly toys. We had to carry them all around Japan. And then at one point, it was just with us on the plane, this giant Eevee. I caught a big Eevee. I caught a big Bulbasaur, but you know, that wasn't all good, mate. At one point, I won 3 power packs for charge your phone just because I could.
You were just off your
But the worst
nut.
One, there's 4 different Kirbys, right? You know Kirby, the little pink guy, he swallows a guy, he takes on the powers of the guy.
Classic Nintendo
There's 4
character.
Kirbys. Pink Kirby, original. Green Kirby, envious. Blue Kirby, cold. And yellow Kirby, don't know.
Diseased
Kirby. Liver diseased Kirby. And I won 3 of them and I could never get the yellow one. And I tried in so many machines and never got it. And so I've just got 3 of them at home. And they're always looking around for their mate.
I'm sorry.
I positioned them to do that. But still very sad when I forget I've done that and I come home and they're all like, oh, where is it?
Where is the yellow? Joel's like holding them. Where is the yellow?
Sometimes
one?
I'll paint myself yellow and sit in a big ball. But they know it's me.
You sit behind the cupboard they're on, just painted your face yellow.
And mouth wide open. And they're like, they know it's me. Yeah. They appreciate the effort, but they don't appreciate the lack of effort while I was over in Tokyo.
I'm not going to lie. I think yellow would be the last one I want. I think you've got to have the classic pink.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Of course. Mate, of course. But once you've got 3 out of 4, I don't care what colour it is.
You've got a fever.
It could smell of vomit and I'd still want it. More.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
How about this?
Yep.
This is from Tallulah.
Lovely.
It's Dexy's Midnight Run.
Yeah. Tallulah, yeah, come on. We have never made up anyone who's sent in a contribution on this podcast.
The De Niro classic reimagined with much more of the song Come On Eileen.
Well, I like it a lot. Thank you very
much. Do you
know
anything about Midnight Run?
No,
isn't
I know.
It's supposed to be brilliant.
My good friend, one of my closest friends, yeah? Boyd Hilton, recommended I watch it.
Come on, Johnny, watch Midnight Run. Should is that I, what he sang yeah, to you? Come
I,
on.
Should I call
Johnny,
that Boyd now?
Watch Midnight
Boyd,
Run.
Boyd, do you think the film Midnight Run would be improved if it was soundtracked by Dexy's Midnight Runners? I'm sure he'd say yes.
Yeah, he would, because he says that about every film. Lord of the Rings. He was really angling for more Come On Eileen. It's almost like he's got a writing credit on it.
Yeah, I worked on a podcast for a while where he was like reviewing stuff, and the amount of mentions of Come On Eileen I had to edit out of every episode.
He had like different filters for how he would rate it, like acting, cinematography, scripting, amount of Come On Eileen in the film. And what was really weird is it was a total score. Yeah. Acting, you could score 3 points. Mm. Directing, 2. Writing, up to 4 points. Amount of Come On Eileen, 1,000,000 points. So if anyone had any Come On Eileen, it would immediately be the greatest one ever made.
Yeah. So that's
what a song, though, eh? What about the bit where it slows down, then it speeds off again? How did they do that? So clever.
It's some of the cleverest stuff in the history of cinema, Mr. Grove. What about this one from Jason? He sent us this picture. Have you seen this film? Do you know about this?
No, I don't know about it. I thought he'd got good at Photoshop. Well,
no.
I thought he'd downloaded Photoshop.
No, well, clearly not. I think it's a film that actually exists. For the listener, because, you know, you probably need to know, it's a film called Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris, and it stars Angela Lansbury playing my mother. So,
and
yeah.
She is French as well, your mum.
Yeah.
What the hell?
What, Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris?
It all adds up.
Yeah.
It's literally about your... This is a biopic of your mum.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that my mum was French and my surname rhymed with Paris was something that came up a lot in my childhood.
What you failed to mention is there's no H on Harris in that title.
Yeah, so Mrs. Harris.
Mrs. Harris has gone to Paris. And I bet she gets into all sorts of mischief.
Yeah, so...
Even on the cover, she sort of got her arms out as if to say, oh,
well, getting up mischief. To mischief. Well, all right. The apostrophe over the H implies some sort of like Cockney geezeriness to it, almost, doesn't it, Mrs. Harris?
Yeah, that could be like Mary Poppins style Dick Van Dyke fun.
Because I don't imagine Angela Lansbury as much of a Cockney. She's way too well spoken.
She's versatile.
Well, that's why I
haven't you ever seen what's his name, Rodney Nicholas Lyndhurst? You ever seen him speak? He's so posh.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. I love it when that's... There's
He's Johnny Posh.
Have you seen a TV show called Line of Duty?
Yeah.
You know the main guy, the Essex guy? Oh, I'm the...
I've got to get you in real trouble over here.
He's got a deep Scottish accent when he talks.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hello!
Yeah. It's amazing. It blows my... The idea...
Acting.
For some reason...
Cool acting.
If there's an actor or like a... Yeah, if there's an actor you discover or like first see playing a character that doesn't do their normal voice,
yeah.
The first time you hear their normal voice, you're like, fuck off!
It's like Americans with Idris Elba.
Hugh Laurie.
Are you suggesting we reveal our real voices on the podcast now?
No. Maybe next week.
People couldn't handle it.
Maybe...
Maybe on Christmas Day.
Yeah, if we do...
10 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh man, microphone, it's really scary though.
I'm not really sure microphones pick up our real voices, so that could be an issue. What about this one from Sean? I think this might be my favourite for a very long time. I'm sorry for...
Wow, Sean!
For any bias here. The Notting Hills Have Eyes.
Very good. Very, very, very good. As soon as you said Notting Hill, I knew where that was going.
After falling in love, Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts find Notting Hill overrun with mutants who have a taste for human flesh and must fight back to survive. I love it. Is it like the credits of Notting Hill roll? And they're just like, oh shit! And
then
the
credits that'll be really good. Stop. And immediate sequel.
Yeah. They don't do enough immediate sequels where they change
time on this. They said it was 4 hours, but it seems to be coming to an end. It's like a proper record scratch. Stop. So they know they're in a film, but they also know they're being killed by zombies. No, they don't know they're in a film.
Why would they know they're
in a film?
I'd
love to see Hugh Grant killing zombies.
Hugh Grant has had a real, like, reconnaissance.
Mm.
He's had, like...
Do you mean renaissance?
Reconnaissance.
Reconnaissance mean he's been out spying. Hugh Grant became so unfashionable and unrecognisable that MI6 hired him for reconnaissance missions.
I promised that I wouldn't tell anyone that, so he's really going to be annoyed.
Yeah, because you probably think he had a lapse in his acting career. No. He was a secret agent.
Wait, so it's Renaissance?
Yeah.
Is he coming back? So the
Reconnaissance is because his name's McConaughey. You not figured that out?
But what if he's a spy? What are they going to say when he becomes a spy?
Matthew McConaughey Reconnaissance. Matthew Reconnaissance. There you go.
Yeah, I love it.
That's what we'll say.
Right. When that inevitably happens. Okay, what about this one from Lem? Starfish Wars.
Okay. Is it a long, long time ago in a rock pool far away?
Yeah.
Okay, I can get into it.
It's at night. And why? It's just to give the kind of spacey vibe. It's all dark and they're like neon lit up.
Oh, yeah.
And
you ever flung a starfish about?
Have I ever flung a starfish about?
Come on, be honest about things you did to animals as a kid.
I honestly don't think I did. I was horrible with like baby frogs and stuff. Not like killing them and stuff, but like I'd be all up
frying their legs.
I'd be all up in their grill. No, they'd be all up on my grill. Hey,
hey, hey, hey. Cooking them. Yeah. What did you do to frogs?
I would just be like,
would you call them names?
You're shit. Yeah,
you're a little ugly idiot.
Yeah, slimy. I remember really vividly. As a kid, I had a supply teacher, and we would have been in like year five or something. So we were like 10 years old, and she read us a poem about frogs and how people find them disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, "It was this theory or something that like as you get older you find them disgusting. When younger you didn't, which is totally true. I think frogs are like horrible now, but when I was a kid,
I love frogs.
Oh, really? Yeah. When I was a kid, like little frogs.
If anything, my love for frogs grows day by
really?
Day.
Okay, like
I was big into reptiles and amphibians as a kid, and I just still am.
Okay, but this poem, says this, and she was like, "So why do you think that is?" And this class was like, "Oh, maybe because like they're slimy and they jump and stuff and." She was like, "No, it's because you associate them with sex." And I really vividly remember it.
How old are you?
I swear I was in primary school.
And the teacher was sacked immediately.
Yeah.
Was the teacher a frog? What's going on here? Is the teacher just trying to do some like clever shit?
I don't know.
Oh, these kids, I hate reading these fucking poems. I'm going to search for a deeper meaning.
Yeah, I'm going to scar these kids for life.
Yeah. So every time you see a frog, do you think about sex?
She's probably the first person in a position of authority to talk about sex.
Toads are a grey area. What's toads? Just foreplay?
No, toads would be after. They're like, bleh. Anyway.
They're pretty cool.
What was your question? Do I think, whenever I think of sex, I now think of frogs?
No, other way around. You pervert. You want to have sex with frogs. No, whenever you see a frog, do you think about that teacher?
No.
How often do you think about that teacher?
I don't.
How often do you think about frogs?
I can't remember the teacher. I just remember the circumstance.
That's weird.
Yeah.
What, so when you imagine that,
it's just a supply teacher for one day.
Words on a board. A supply teacher came in for one day and told you that frogs are sex and left. I'd love to catch up with everyone from that primary class now. That's got to have affected them in some really quite profound ways. Oh, the head teacher comes in. This is Mr. Jobkins for the day. He's gonna do poems with you. That'd be nice, won't it?
Frogs are sex.
Just writes it on the board. Frogs are sex. All of you kids are like as if G-force is hitting your faces. What?
Class dismissed. What animal in the aquarium do you think is the Jedi of this world?
The jellyfish.
The jelly. Ooh, nice.
No. I'll take that back.
I was thinking seahorse. I'm not sure.
Oh,
why.
They are cool. Yeah. And they could hold a lightsaber in their little tail.
Yeah. And then there'll be that, you know, the weird lantern fish. That's like the Sith, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, big time.
And then...
What's a crab? What's a crab in Star Wars?
crab is... Oh, there is one who's already basically a fish, isn't there? Abra Akbar.
It's a trap.
Yeah, he's in it.
Yeah, he's just there.
He owns the fish
he's
tank.
He's delighted to have been in every Star Wars film. Hey, John, should we do our own film ideas?
Oh, here's the good stuff.
Yeah, okay. Who's going to go first? Me. Mortal Engines.
Yeah.
It's exactly like Cars, but all of the cars are hammered. Or as they say in Newcastle, mortal.
Yeah, okay.
What's your idea?
If the car was drunk,
yeah,
would I get in trouble? If I put vodka in my car instead of petrol.
The car was drunk, yeah. Your Honour.
I don't know.
Well, yeah. Well, what I'm imagining is a future where these autonomous cars become so autonomous, they just love a piss up.
I know that we're not here to like talk about actual films that are happening and stuff, but Mortal Engines is well weird. It looks like a massive, huge...
Where's it come from?
Blockbuster thing.
Where's it come from? I've not heard anything about it. And all of a sudden, yeah. Everyone's in it.
Yeah, but like you say, all of a sudden, but it's not actually had that big a push considering.
No,
like,
that's what I
mean. Couple posters.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I saw a trailer for it and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And there's a couple of big actors in it.
Is Hugo in it? He's normally in it.
Yeah, all of the Hugos are in it, mate.
Boss.
Yeah, Hugo Boss is in it. He designed the outfits. Hugo Weaving's in it.
Yeah.
And
I think Hugo Weaving is genuinely in
it. Yeah, and the Tottenham goalkeeper, Hugo Lloris. He's in it as well.
Oh, I'm really glad he's onto stuff. Drunk cars. I guess that works. If, you know, in the Cars universe, I assume they can get drunk.
Of course. There's car pubs.
And if
it's just that they're all drunk. There's nothing more to it, John.
Here's a question, Joel. I think it's a really good question.
Thanks, mate. Michael Caine. Is Michael Caine in one of them?
Yeah,
Michael Caine is also a good idea for a film.
Let's save that for later.
One single camera on Michael Caine as he gets pissed. You would watch. Like that Woody Harrelson film.
I would watch it. No, right. Here is a genuine good question.
Stop pointing at me. And then don't do like, what just happened then? John was pointing at me and I shamed him for it. And so he did like the Kalima thing from Indiana Jones where they're going to take the heart out of your chest.
Oh, I was doing more of like a...
Kalima! That's what you did.
I was doing a force
choke.
Imagine
you took my heart out.
It'd be good for the listens. Do they have parking spaces in the car universe?
No, because they have houses.
Yeah.
What do they put in their
parking
space?
I bet you 50p. I bet you if we watch the Cars movies, there'll be some parking spaces. And there'll be cars parked in it for no reason.
Yeah.
What's that?
They can't pull up and then go somewhere, can they?
No.
Everywhere is a drive-thru.
What's
Everywhere is a drive-thru. It's just a song about America.
Is that a Nick Knowles B-side?
Yeah. Oh, don't get me started on how everyone loves Nick Knowles music now.
I'm sorry.
I've been championing that music for literally 2 years, or maybe 1 year. Well, maybe I was championing the B-sides before it was an album. But... I've been a big, and you're. Oh. I've been honestly.
Joel's been there since day dot.
Yeah, I'm Nick Knowles' number one original music fan, and now everyone's jumping on it. Oh, Chris Moore was playing it on the radio. Fuck off. What's your film idea?
Harry Potter and the Chamber Pot of Secrets.
Yes, Pissy Potter. Harry Potter.
What's the
Ron
thing?
Weasley?
Hello.
Yeah. Neville Longbottom that does poos.
You could have just stopped at bottom. We all got it. Like, pensive is water, so a piss pot could be a pensive of sorts, couldn't it?
Right, and you get wee memories. That's what the pensive is, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
It's your memories. So they extract the wee from you,
yeah,
and it's all your memories of different times you've weed.
Or...
That's good.
I think so. I'm on board with it. If you have too much butterbeer and can't remember your evening, because you can't remember your evening, in your brain...
Amazing!
You use
you
a
pee
pensive.
All your shame.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, thanks, man.
And you take it out of it. Oh, that's really good. So you wee it away and it's no longer in your head.
Yeah.
So you get smashed, you do some terrible things, and then you have a wee and just stick it in a jar. Which I do anyway, but there's no use for that at the moment. They're just collectible.
Oh, well.
Anyway, that brings us to the end of the podcast. We know it's the end of the podcast because there is a rat-tat-tat at the studio door. And entering the door today is only bloody Eileen from the song Come On. Come on, Eileen! Come and record your podcast.
Boyd's going to love it.
Oh, that was good, mate. Well done.
Joel's standing up. He's ready to leave. This post-ramble is going
to
happen as he exits.
I'm off to catch a train. I'm off to catch a train. High-speed train, taking me to Booze Town.
Joel was supposed to go watch a football game this weekend, but it's been cancelled due to tension in
What's
France.
What's the French for cancelled?
Annulé.
Non, le foot annulé.
Yeah.
What does that mean? No, the football's cancelled.
Wow, close enough.
But people would know what I meant, right?
Yeah.
All I wanted was to je regarde le foot.
Oh,
But now, non le foot annulate.
Je le regarde le foot. Non, je le regarde le foot.
Non, regarde le foot.
Non, regarde le foot.
And me and the lads, I mean, the whole weekend was centered around that.
Yeah.
And all we've done is Google what to do in Toulouse, and all there is escape the room games. There's a street with four of them on.
They're going to do an escape room crawl. It's going to be wild.
Brilliant. It's all going to be in French, so we won't actually get out the first one.
Ah, échappé le sale.
Your annulée.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.